20 and is John chapter 12. And if you'd like to look that up, then please do. But I'm going to pray for us. Father God, you are a powerful God who speaks life and truth. And we pray that you'd give us ears to hear you speaking life and truth to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. So John 12 is crunch time for Jesus. We're looking at some verses at the very end of John 12. And as chapter 13 begins, in 24 hours, Jesus will be a corpse in a cave. These are some of the very last words of his public ministry that he's ever going to utter. And here's what he says. John 12, 44. Then Jesus cried out, "Those who believe in me do not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When they look at me, they see the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. I've come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." He said the same thing in chapter 8. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." He said the same thing in chapter 9. "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So Jesus as the light of the world clearly is important. There's a darkness that we and those around us inevitably live in and need to come out from. And Jesus is the only one who has the light that we all need. The question is, what is the darkness and what is the light? Well, Jesus is on about more than just shining the light of knowledge and understanding where before there was ignorance. And he's on about more than just shining the light of goodness and love where there was evil. It's enabling and showing us a way of living that's driven by love rather than in our world where selfishness rules, people are exploited, and greed and lust and pride are celebrated. The light includes those things but goes deeper. Fundamentally, the light is relational. So listen again to what he had to say. "Those who believe in me do not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When they look at me, they see the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light." So Jesus says he's bringing the relationship of light with God to us, but not in any old abstract sense. Jesus brings us the light of a relationship with the God who is Father, and who therefore we encounter as our Father. And I'm going to guess that none of us have really fully grasped the depths of what that means, because I reckon all of us find ourselves in our heads, we have an understanding of God that is less than the glorious, perfect, true, holy Father that he is. And Christ comes to dispel that darkness and to show us what God is truly like, what his truly true fatherly love is like. So the darkness then is relational too, and it means that whatever our personal histories, Jesus is saying that without God, we are all spiritual orphans. And we can only have the fatherhood that we're missing through him, through his death on the cross to pay for our sins, through his resurrection from the dead to give us eternal life. I've been reading a book recently it touches on this theme of spiritual orphanhood. And maybe you'll agree with this, maybe you won't. But it suggested that as spiritual orphans, people missing out on this spiritual fatherly love until Christ brings it to us, we'll do one of a number of things, or two or three of them. We'll try and substitute the father love of God for some other love, the love of friends, the approval of a boss, the love of lovers. But if the type of love we're missing is ultimately the father's, nothing else will do. And so we're not satisfied. Or we'll try and earn this unconditional fatherly love of God ourselves on our own terms. We'll create a treadmill for ourselves of some sort, forever striving for this approval from God by our own efforts, which only if only we'd stop and get off and turn to Christ, we'd find was already there for us waiting. Or thirdly, and this is my personal favourite technique, if my life is anything to go by, we'll try and distract ourselves from the kind of the ache of the missing love. We'll medicate our souls with any of the usual stuff, whether it's food, alcohol, sex, drugs, rock and roll, entertainment. but we'll find some way just to take our mind off it. And Jesus says, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. I've come to bring what in our heart of hearts we're all most truly looking for. And with Jesus, to receive the invitation, as always, there's something that's once for all, and then there's something that's ongoing. So ultimately, Christ is calling us to follow him, to come to the light, to become a Christian, to be born again, however you prefer to put it. But that once for all decision where we say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you're real. Thank you that you bring God's fatherhood to me. Thank you that you bring forgiveness with you. Thank you that you give me your spirit to live in me. And thank you that eternal life starts now with you. Lead me, Lord. The once for all decision. But then, for those of us who know Christ already, then there's the ongoing fact that we can so easily slip back as if we were in the darkness, or live life half in the shadows. And Jesus says, don't stay in the shadows. Don't stay in the darkness. Come back out into the light and enjoy me and keep on enjoying me and know the Father's love and grow in your experience of that love and be filled with my spirit, says Jesus, and go on being filled with my spirit. Brothers and sisters, let's come out of the darkness of sin and unbelief and the fear that actually they inevitably generate in our hearts. And let's embrace Christ again. Let's remember that we are utterly loved, totally forgiven, irrevocably adopted with God as our Father. And let's say, yes, Lord, today I want to rededicate myself to living in the light.